on the tree. Choked and drew, tie my shoes. Now I've got the Christmas blues. Gun to the head, manager's dead. No sign by Marvin again. Smells like ash, broken glass. Buzz it up with burning gas. Now I'm on the sofa bed of Julie back in aisle 10. Hope she made it out okay. Either way, I'm on my way. Being a hero into the safety of my college. Unless that bullet hits me, dear. Pull that thing in sixth gear.
We're still getting out of here.
Host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon to start your week feeling uplifted and optimistic. Let's tap into the universal energy that connects us all. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good afternoon. Welcome to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and as you heard, this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You might also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. And if you want to call us and get on the air today, the number is 604-822-2487. We have another fabulous guest. Every week we have fabulous guests, but today we're speaking with Bruce Adams. He's the author of Prophet or Madman, and he's on the line right now. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Marie. How are you today?
Wonderful, thanks. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you.
Good, good. So, I hear a little bit of echo. I don't know if you have your speakers on. Are you on the computer?
Actually, you know what? I am on a Bluetooth. Maybe I'll get off of that. Let me see if that would help.
Okay. So, Bruce Adams is the author of Prophet or Madman, and I haven't actually had a chance to read the book because this was a really last-minute interview that kind of fell together, like I said, at the last minute. But his publicist describes the book to me as the blue-collar power of now, so we're going to find out exactly what that's all about. Hi, Bruce, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I still hear that echo a little bit, but I guess we'll just have to live with it. So so tell us, like I said, I haven't had a chance to read your book yet, but you are a busy guy. You're also working on a web series, I believe, and do you run an ice cream shop?
Yes, I do. I run an ice cream shop only 7 days a week.
Yeah?
Just to fill in the time and kind of wait for the world to catch up.
Nice. So tell us about your book, Prophet or Madman.
Well, Prophet or Madman was actually based on an experience that I had back in 1996. Prior to having this experience, I've been self-employed and had various businesses throughout my life. And I was ice skating along with my son one day in Nokomis, Florida, back at that time, and heard a voice speak to me. Subsequently, a conversation ensued, and I was told to do some things with my life, and one was to start a regimen of meditation on a daily basis. Prior to that, I had no knowledge of what it was to meditate or various religions or anything, and I kind of like shrugged it off a little bit, but I went home that night and I prayed, and I asked for guidance. And when I asked for confirmation whether what I experienced that day was actually true, my wife at the time was sleeping, and she answered for the voice and said, yes. And I looked over and I asked if she was awake or asleep. She was sound asleep. So anyway, I asked again, are you sure this is what I'm supposed to do with my life? And she says yes again. I watched the lips move, and I was convinced from that moment that this was something to be taken seriously. So I started meditating, and lo and behold, I was told I was to write a spiritual book. Not having any knowledge of any other religions other than the one I had been brought up with, I was raised Catholic and kind of went to church about three or four times a year, had never read the Bible, and didn't know where to begin. So day after day, I would just pray for guidance and understanding, and as things moved along, I experienced a lot of, let's just say, extraordinary experiences that it would take me a long time to go into each one, but enough to convince me that this was real and legitimate and something I should pursue. So after a few months of making this my priority in my life, I was told, this is what I want you to do. Write the spiritual book. Put your life on hold, and I did that. With one caveat here, I said, I'll do it under these conditions. I have to know what I'm to write about. And so in one moment, and I say one moment, it was beyond time and space, the veil that's upon our eyes was removed, and I was given an overview of creation, both in and beyond this dimension, and told to write about and teach what I had been shown. That's what the book is actually based on, was that picture of creation, both in and beyond this dimension, combined with my previous view of what was, and a little bit of scripture thrown in. I used a lot of scripture in the book because I had been brought up with that tradition. But I also believe that if I was brought up Buddhist or if I was brought up Hindu, I probably would have been able to explain the same thing using a little bit different terminology. The first book I wrote was called It's All One Truth, and if we get to truth, truth is universal. So anyway, that's where the book came from. I chose the title Prophet or Madman because it goes so far beyond what we traditionally look at in our world and what I had previously looked at as being reality.
Well, Bruce, I'm going to interrupt you for a second. Before we jump into talking about the book, you sound really chill about this experience of like a voice in your head. And I mean, was it all just that easy? Because I know if I had some voice in my head, I'd probably be questioning my sanity. Even with all the spiritual path that I've been on, I'd still kind of be freaking out a little bit. I mean, weren't you?
Well, I definitely was freaking out, not just a little bit, but a lot. And I was constantly asking for confirmation. I'll give you an example. One day I was going down the road and I was struggling with, how can I leave my previous life's dreams? How can I let them go? How can I go ahead and move in this dramatic way from what I believe to be to something else? And I asked for confirmation as I was sitting at a traffic light. I said, God, you got to help me with this. Please give me something now to show me that this is in fact real and something that I really should be doing. In that instant, a bird flew over to my driver's side window. I was parked at a light. I was sitting at the traffic light, and it was red at that moment. And this bird flew over, and first time in my life I had ever seen a bird just fluttering, looking at me through the window. And it stayed there, I would say, for about a minute or so, the whole time that the light was red. And then when the light turned green, the bird flew away. Well, I was good for about 4 or 5 days. I said, okay, I'm very, very connected, convinced at this moment that this is something I'll do. Then, of course, you know, the old mindset comes in and the fears come and I needed more confirmation. That's what I said. There was a whole series of events that I went through prior to having this experience of seeing the whole that actually, you know, led me to believe that this is real. This is something that I will commit my life to. It didn't happen just overnight, no.
All right, fair enough.
It was a matter of years in the making.
Okay, because you sounded very nonchalant about it all. Like, oh, and my wife was like asleep and her mouth was moving, and it just made sense to me that she... So.
Part of that is, now, you've got to remember, this happened to me back in 1996. And now, today, I've been living in a whole different mindset than I was at that moment. You know, if we had this conversation back then, you'd be speaking to a different person. But I've been living in a world, and I've been talking about and teaching what I've been shown. For example, I went over my book in the back room of Daddy D's. It took 2.5 years to go through it cover to cover. And that's something that I broke it down, I explained it, and I was in the vibration for numerous hours. And I do my best to live in that mindset. Today, I understand what Christ meant when he said, I'm in the world, but not of the world. When I look at this world today, when I look around me, I see that this is not my home, obviously. It's not anyone's real, true home. But I know this experientially today. I know this for a fact that as a spiritual being, I have a conscious recollection of who we are, who I am, who you are, who we all are, and why we're here. So my view of reality has been altered considerably. And that's why I say, you know, to many people, well, that sounds like a madman. You're totally crazy. And that's fine. You know, I don't have to have anyone's acceptance to know that what I now see as being true and real is true and real. The majority, almost everyone on the planet, is not living their full potential. Almost everyone on the planet is living with the illusionary perceptions that they embrace as reality. Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, Hindu, you know, we put these labels on ourselves. We've been brought up with these false beliefs and limiting thoughts that we adopt as reality. But in ultimate reality, we all have at our core the exact same composition. We all have the innate ability to actually move outside of the limited self. And along the way, we're going to have experiences, and i.e., this is our school. This is the place where we get to exercise ourselves. As a matter of fact, in the Bible, you can see evidence of all of this. If you go to the Bhagavad Gita, you can see all of this. Ecclesiastes recognized this many, many years ago. I mean, in the Old Testament, Ecclesiastes said, I have seen the travail that God has created in order for man to be exercised. Talking about the world we live in, you know, here we are. And what are we doing? Why are we here? Obviously, we're here for something more than the 9-to-5 job and, you know, and our limited views that we, you know, many times embrace as reality. Then we can get into synchronicity. what is synchronicity? You know, when I heard about your show, I said, boy, that's an interesting title. What's your take on synchronicity?
Well, synchronicity, I mean, the definition of synchronicity is it was developed by Carl Jung, right? Mm-hmm. Where there's one or more events that seem coincidental but aren't. But I mean, the synchronicity is, I don't know, I had to come up with a name for the show, and I really like the idea of synchronicity, because when you follow those little signs and coincidences and synchronicities in your life, it takes you down a really interesting path. So that's my take on synchronicity. What about you?
Well, I think you're on the right track. Synchronicity, relative to the view that I now hold of creation. In my book, I wrote one line, and I said, if people understand this line, they then would understand creation. I said, God created a perpetual system that will move infinitely within the eternal moment. And from that state, we can begin to understand synchronicity. There are no accidents in creation. There are no accidents at any moment in time. Everything is perfectly orchestrated.
So are you saying everything is a synchronicity?
I'm sorry?
So are you saying that everything is a synchronicity?
I'm saying that, yes, I would say that everything is a synchronicity in a sense. It's not understood on our limited linear view. But if we understand that in terms of ultimate reality now, I'm not talking about our human physical life where we have a moment where we see a birth, a life, and then a death. But ultimate reality is a never-ending experience, spiritually speaking. Now, again, I don't want to really get into religions, but there are many, many truths in the religions, including Christianity. I won't exclude Christianity and say it doesn't hold any truths. Jesus came into this world as one of the greatest teachers and one of the greatest masters to enlighten mankind and to awaken humanity. And Jesus said this: no man goes up to heaven, but he who has come down from heaven, including the Son of Man, referring to himself, who's in heaven. Now, that's the way it was written at that moment, and he was now getting into the quantum view. Here I am speaking to you, but I'm in heaven simultaneously. So if we're going to get into synchronicity, what are we talking about here? We're talking about an interplay of events between dimensions. We're talking about consciousness and aspects and levels of consciousness connecting with other levels of consciousness. Beyond the limitation of time and space. Now, you know, I don't want to get too deep into the view, the quantum view, because a lot of people haven't considered this, but Einstein, when he looked at linear time, Einstein said the past, now again, looking at it from a physicist standpoint, because that's Einstein's view, he was looking at it from the physicist view, he said the past, the present, and the future is nothing but an optical delusion of consciousness, albeit a persistent one. So in my book, Prophet on Madman, I start off gradually and I explain things from the human level. And I talk about how we live and breathe and have a being here and how we function from one state. And then I get deeper into the spiritual side of it, and then get into the metaphysics of how in this now moment, we are nothing but spiritual beings, having all varied expressions of that spiritual self in various forms and dimensions. Everything exists in terms of consciousness. Everything exists as one universal consciousness of which we are part. In my book, I said, you are a unit of consciousness. I'm a unit of consciousness. I mean, if we were to escape the body, if we could somehow step outside of this body and examine the core makeup of self, what would that look like? What is it? You know, forms can change. If you look in terms of energy and matter in this physical dimension we're in, physicists would say you cannot create energy, but you can change its form. And they also say that energy and matter are equally, they're convertible. You can take something that's in the form of matter and change its vibrational rate, but you're not creating or destroying anything, you're changing its form. And so as spiritual beings, here we are, we're in a physical body at this moment, but when we drop this physical body, do we cease to function? Are we no longer who we are?
Well, we can talk more about that in just a moment because it is time for a break. You're listening to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul here on CITR. I am your host, Marie Bernard, and right now we're speaking with Bruce Adams. He is the author of Prophet or Madman. And if you want to get on the air and ask Bruce a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. If you want to spell it out, it's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be back with more Synchronicity in a flash.
Bond. James Bond.
Got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Just a sweet transvestite. Come, trans.
Where else can you see Hollywood blockbusters, midnight cult classics, indie films, live music, burlesque, stand-up comedy, poetry slams, and live sporting events all at your local theater? The Rio Theater, voted number one in East Vancouver. Your neighborhood indie theater that promotes all things cool.
This month, catch Cowboys and Aliens from the 1st through the 11th, a Harry Potter retrospective the 15th through 17th, lots of zombies on the 21st, and awesome midnight movies every Friday.
For more information, go to riotheater.ca.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard. If you're just joining us today, we're speaking with Bruce Adams. He's the author of Prophet or Madman. And if you want to get on the air and ask Bruce a question, give us a call, 604-822-2487. So, Bruce, we're talking about now reality and consciousness and how we are all, I mean, everything is a synchronicity. We're all interconnected and we have existence beyond this physical reality that goes out into various dimensions and universes and all of that. And so my question is, if we're all part of this source energy, if energy is just always constant, why do we need to come here and experience all this to learn? You mentioned that, you know, Earth is a school. I mean, don't we already know everything at our true core anyway? Why do we need to come here and have school?
Well, you just hit on it. You said, don't we already know that we know this? And it's a question of remembering. If we're going to talk about ultimate reality, we are. Now again, I'm going to touch on some Christian doctrine only because there are so many misunderstandings and misinterpretations. When it says we were made in the image and likeness of God, we're talking spirit, we're talking consciousness, we're talking about that pure essence within. In the Gospel of Thomas, when they went to Jesus and they asked him, Master, when is this coming? When is heaven going to be? When are we going to experience all these wonderful, beautiful things you're speaking of? And he answered this way. He said, that which you seek already exists. You just don't see it. So why are we here? Why are we in any dimension? When we move from here, we go into another dimension, possibly, or we awaken, A or B. But why do we venture through creation, through various dimensions? We do this in order to have experiences, in order to have synchronicity pop up so that we can actually remember that which we are, that which is. In other words, again, going back into the Torah or the Bible or the Bhagavad Gita, many of the spiritual texts that you'll find talk about the dream state in terms of the experiences that people have here. They're, to me, I look, and I used to say that people are dreaming, and today I almost say they're almost in a coma. You know, they're so far removed from reality, from experiencing self. Anyone who awakens to the true nature of self would then have to honor and recognize every single inhabitant on the planet as their spiritual kin, beyond religions. Because ultimately, if I recognize myself as a spiritual conscious being, then, in fact, everyone else has to be likewise a spiritual consciousness being.
Even the jerky ones.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even the jerky ones.
Well, even the ones that do things, horrendous acts, I look at and I say, well, my God, how could they do that? Knowing what I know, they couldn't do that. So obviously, if they can do something like that, if they can be a jerk, so to speak, then in fact, they're not conscious enough, and they're not aware enough and awake enough to recognize who they are and who I am. If they were, they would be likewise equally unconditionally loving and non-judging of their world around them. So this is one of the things that Christ was alluding to when he said, forgive them, they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if in fact they're totally oblivious as to the ultimate reality of self, are they guilty? Am I to judge them? It would be impossible for me to judge them because I recognize they're in a dream state. They're not awakened. So this is something, again, now Mother Teresa said this. In the end, you're going to find out it wasn't about you and them, but about you and God. You came here, I came here, everyone who's on this planet, everyone who's ever been on this planet, came here to awaken to our true spiritual self. Now, that may take this lifetime. That may take 10,000 lifetimes. But we, as individuals, we, as units of consciousness, set the dynamics and the rate of growth and the all the events that are going to seemingly just come into play. We set the energy into motion to bring these about, to bring about our own awakening. Now, whether that sounds a little bit far off, people have to realize that here we are in an infinite array of potential experiences. And that's what I meant when I said God created a perpetual system. The perpetual system is both comprised of this dimension and various dimensions. I said it moves infinitely within the eternal moment. Well, this is exactly how you can have synchronicity. You can have synchronicity because, as Jesus said, now this is very hard for us with a human linear thinking mind, that which you seek already exists, you just don't see it. Your perfected spiritual self that we think we're evolving into already exists. Now, I don't know if you've heard of or your listeners have ever heard of Nikolai Tesla.
Yeah.
Have you heard of Tesla?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Well, I've run across quite a few people who've never heard of him. But anyway, for the ones who haven't, he was an inventor around the time of Edison. And he's one of the greatest inventors that has been here. The electric motor was one of his inventions. I mean, he's got numerous inventions. But anyway, one of the most interesting things about Tesla was this. He said there were times when he was going to work on a project, such as the electric motor or a refrigerator, and he said he would move into an altered state, so to speak, and see whatever he was going to work on, he would already see it completed right down to the smallest detail. And whatever he built based upon that picture that he saw worked perfect. So what was that saying? It was basically saying that which he was going to build already pre-existed, already existed before he had the thought.
Mm.
Now, this again goes right back to synchronicity and the interplay between that which already exists brought down into the dynamics of a linear progressive evolutionary experience. As crazy as that may sound, that is touching on ultimate reality, where we are all playing and experiencing and going through awakening. In the end, when you awaken, you find out, well, wait a minute. There was really no limitation upon myself. As a matter of fact, in my book, I talked about this. And I said, the only limitations placed upon us are the ones that we have erected based upon how we perceive and what we then adopt as our beliefs. God does not limit anyone. God doesn't pick and choose who can have this experience and who cannot. People came to me afterwards and said, well, wait a minute, why did God choose you to have this experience? And in retrospect, after having the experience and seeing and knowing creation now from a whole different vantage point, I recognize I came into this world, I agreed to play this role, so to speak, before ever coming here. As most of us come into this world, well, not most of us, all of us, come into this world to play out at various levels relative to whatever frequency we have moved ourselves to.
So when you say whatever frequency we've moved ourselves to, are you talking about, like, karma and reincarnation?
I'm saying karma and reincarnation play into this, yes. Relative to, now again, we have to look at the eternal view of self. I'm not talking about the one physical life, obviously. You look at someone born into this world. When we come into this world, are we blank? Are we wiped clean of knowledge of the true spirit? Or do we have elements and facets of other experiences that we've had that contribute to the makeup of this moment? See, as again, Christians have been indoctrinated to believe that we have one life. God creates you, you have one life, then you're going to go to heaven and hell for all of eternity when you die. Well, I'm here to say that's the furthest thing from ultimate reality that I've ever heard. And in fact, reincarnation is at the core of the evolutionary experience in terms of how people progress. We go through various lifetimes to experience different aspects and different elements in order to embrace higher and higher degrees or levels of awareness. The only difference between Jesus, Buddha, Krishna, any master who ever walked on this planet, and the average person walking on this planet, is that the masters had a greater degree and knowledge of self, spiritually speaking. When they went to Buddha, after Buddha had his enlightenment, they went to him and said, are you a god? Are you an angel? Are you a saint? What are you? And he responded this way, I am awake. That's all. I'm awake. This is why Jesus, when Jesus was here, Jesus says, what I do, you can do and more. Now, as a Christian, I was told, well, Jesus was special. He was the only begotten son.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Well, what does begotten mean? I looked it up one day, and the definition that I found was to come from. Come from. Well, wait a minute. I started looking at that and said, well, wait a minute. Jesus came from God. Jesus was one with that which is here. And then I looked and I said, wait a minute. As a Christian, I was also told God is the seen and the unseen. There is nothing exists that is not part of God. Okay, I could buy that. Then I said, well, wait a minute, if I can buy that, and I do buy that, and God is all there is, then where the hell did everybody else come from? Did they not come from God then? Are they not one with God? Well, Jesus says, I and the Father are one. Duh. You and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. Everyone is one with God if God is all there is. So many things that Jesus came here to teach got a little bit confused. I can't say 100% whether people who teach have or have taught in the past have maliciously tried to manipulate the message and the understanding, or whether they were just totally confused on their own.
Probably a combination, I would imagine.
I would definitely agree with you. It was a combination. It will always be a combination. there is a certain degree of control and manipulation that exists in this world. I think everybody would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're witness to it today. On a global scale, the world is shifting and being torn apart. There's an evolution of consciousness that's happening on this dimension, this plane. And control and manipulation is happening and has happened since the beginning of time. All of the things that are happening in the Middle East, look at the people who are starting to want to, you know, break away and change things. The degree between the rich and the poor is getting to be so, so vast that something's going to snap at some point. You know, but I look and there's a perfection in all of that. Because I look at this world and I say, what's happening and why? To me, I'm excited with all of the world changes. I'm saying, this is beautiful, because what's happening is it's shattering illusions. People are starting to recognize that, wait a minute, everything I thought I knew may be flawed just a little. Maybe there's something else for me to look at. So now, if in fact that event that you're looking at that's shattering all of your illusions opens a door and you awaken, wasn't that a positive event?
Mm-hmm. You're blowing my mind, Bruce. Okay, we've got to pause for a second here for some station identification. You're listening to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie Bernard, and this is CITR 101.9 FM here in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia. And you may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the Co-Creator Network. We are speaking today with Bruce Adams. He is the author of Prophet or Madman. And is he a prophet or is he a madman? You decide. You can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Sorry to interrupt you, Bruce. Go ahead.
No. That's fine. You know, there's always this interplay between our spiritual self and the world we live in. And it is a struggle. And I can attest to this. I have had, since 96, a constant struggle to maintain my connection and stay outside of my previous illusionary belief system. This is true for all of humanity. You know, my good buddy out there in California, Steve Allen, who actually happens to be working with me on Prophet or Madman TV, wanting to do some webisodes, the lighter side of higher consciousness. one of the expressions I heard from him a long time ago, which I said, wow, I wonder if he understands the magnitude of what he's saying. One of the expressions that he used was, there is nothing stronger than a belief in a belief.
Hmm.
And I looked at that, and if you want to talk about the mechanics of creation for a second, the mechanics of creation. How is it possible that here we have close to, I don't know, what, 7 billion people now
yeah.
on the planet? We got close to 7 billion people on the planet, all having their individualized life expression that they call and they identify as reality. Okay? So we look at that. At the same time, now in my book, I talked about reality with a small r and then ultimate reality with a capital R. Because ultimate reality exists, obviously, beyond what we perceive to be. Each of us, on a day-to-day, moment-by-moment, is experiencing our perceived reality, and it's relative to our backgrounds, our past. If I'm born in America, there's a good chance I'm going to be raised Christian because 86% of the population is Christian. If I was born in the Middle East, I may be Muslim. If I was born somewhere else, I may be Hindu. Now, relative to that family unit, that teaching, that upbringing, my thinking is going to be geared towards that. I'm going to look and interpret things based upon how I was taught to interpret them. Right? This is the human view. Now, we look at that and say, is there another way? Is there another way to experience beyond my thinking mind? Beyond what I think I know? Well, I would say this. My buddy Steve says, there's nothing stronger than a belief in a belief. If I believe this is reality, if I believe this strong enough, then no. For me, as an individualized unit of consciousness, my dream, my limits are in my care, my charge. I cannot go beyond them. I can change my beliefs, but I can't go beyond my beliefs.
So can you...
Very, 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 very important aspect to consider that you and you alone are in charge of releasing your attachment to your limits. If you can't, as Einstein said, the past, the present, the future is an optical delusion of consciousness. Whatever you're believing may not be true in terms of ultimate reality, but it is a true limitation for you in that moment because you've identified that as a limit. You can't go beyond it. And this is the problem with the world. The world today embraces the human life as the end-all. This is the grandest treasure. This is everything. Everything in this world. My God, I got to preserve this life, my human life. I look and I say, all these people that say, I'm only human, I say, think about that for a second. Do you realize the limitation you just put on yourself? Why not say this? I'm only spirit. I'm in this body, but I am an infinite spirit. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. Why wouldn't you say, I and the Father are one? I'm one with my Creator, aren't you? Why wouldn't you be? Why aren't you? You think God ever separated itself from its creation and said, well, you're out. No, you're out. Okay, you're in. God does not pick and choose. We do this. It's time that we regain our power. It's time that we awaken to our true self. It's time that we let go of the illusionary world. And in order to do that, many of the masters have taught the way. Like, again, I'm going to reference Jesus because Jesus said this. Most Christians don't get it. If you truly want to be my disciple, here's all that's required. You forsake everything and everyone, including your mother, your father, your husband, your wife, your children, even yourself. When you forsake all of that, now you can have this experience and be one with me. He was talking about experientially awakening. Now, recognizing that, again, the Gospel of Thomas talks about God being the living God. The Bible says you live, breathe, and have your being in the body of God. Well, here you are. You know, people don't realize, you're having an intimate relationship with God at every given moment of your existence. You think for one second that you could exist outside of the consciousness that is the creator of all there is? You live in that conscious state. You live. Your core essence is one with that. And when we pick up a gun and we kill someone in the name of God, you see how ludicrous, how ridiculous this is? I'm going to kill God in the name of God? How can this be? The world needs to awaken and realize how foolish they've been and how we have to get past our limited, erroneous assumptions that I'm this and I'm that. Labels have to go. Einstein also said this, patriotism. And I know I'll probably touch on a few people who feel patriotic about their country, which is like 99% of the population. But Einstein said, patriotism is the measles of humanity. The moment I identify myself as something, I see somebody else as different than that. And now they're better or less than me. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I can't go there. I look and I say, I'm a spiritual being, and you're my spiritual kin. I happen to be living in this country at this moment only because we've erected borders and we've identified ourselves as something. But I don't see that as who I truly am. I never will, and I hope that people realize and wake up that if something's happening to someone over in Africa, that's your spiritual brother. Something's happening to someone in China, that's your spiritual brother, sister, kin. Who's separate? Who doesn't belong to this universal oneness that is God in expression? It's time we wake up and lower these borders, raise our thinking. You want to experience God? Go to a mirror, look in that mirror, and realize that you're one with your Creator, and everyone else is equally a part. They may not know who they are. So here's the thing. Be. Remember Gandhi? Gandhi had this expression. He said, you must be the change you would wish to see in the world. Now, again, we have to get into the quantum view just a little, because in this now moment, if every potentiality exists, which it does, you can wake up now. You don't have to evolve into something that already was created perfect. God did not create anyone perfect. God created nothing but perfection. Every belief system that is less than perfect is erroneous. It's a false image. As long as you want to hold to that false image, as Einstein said, it's an optical delusion of consciousness, albeit a persistent one. If you fuel it with your beliefs, you will stay there. You cannot awaken. So, first step I would tell people, look, do some soul searching. Get to your core. Find out what's really, really there. Find out what's standing between you and God. You in the awakened state. It's not about the things of the world. I mean, I went through a bankruptcy, a business breakup, and a divorce to pursue the path that I know I came here to walk. Now, that doesn't mean that I have an aversion to money. I don't see money as a problem. But when I was reading the Bible for the first time, I read, it is the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't say money is a problem. Nothing in this world is a problem until you make it a problem by having a perceived value to the point where people will kill and be killed to control and get more. More of this, more of that. That's a fundamental problem we have in the world.
Wouldn't it be more fair to say it's the attachment to money? Because I love having money to do whatever I need to do.
Sure.
But it's more the fear of not having money that creates more problems than the enjoying of the having it.
Well, you wouldn't have a fear about not having money if you didn't have an attachment to it.
Exactly.
If you don't have an attachment to it, it's an energy. If I have it in my hand, what can I do with this? Not a problem. What do we do with it? You live in each moment relative to how you see. If you understand spirituality, if you understand who you are and your relationship to that which is, you would have no fear of anything. You'd have no fear of anything. I mean, because where's the lack? What do you need? I don't need anything in this moment. What a perfect moment. Here we are, we're enjoying a beautiful conversation, and with you know, Rumi, who was a mystic, he was a Muslim mystic, actually, Rumi said this, you are tasting the taste of eternity this very moment. If we could wake up to that realization that I'm tasting the taste of eternity, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means this, that this is a never-ending now moment. It means that regardless where I find myself within creation, what dimension I find myself in, now always is. It goes beyond, reality goes beyond what I perceive to be. What is perception? Perception is looking at this moment and putting a value upon it relative to my prior beliefs. That means I need a past, right? How could I put a value on this moment if I had no past? Now we're starting to touch on why Jesus said this. If you wish to experience ultimate reality, I'm paraphrasing, if you wish to experience ultimate reality and experience heaven and awaken, you must become the child. What does the child know? The child is innocent. The child experiences this moment. I don't know if you have kids, but I remember my son. I remember myself. I remember when we were kids. You know, we'd go out playing. What's more important than that moment that you're playing? You're not thinking about anything. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of times kids get in trouble from getting home late for supper. We're just caught up in the moment. If we realize that the moment supersedes our perceived reality, we actually can step into it. Now always is. That's what I meant by that line when I said God created a perpetual system that will move infinitely within the eternal moment, meaning we have an infinite array of experiences both in and beyond this dimension that we can experience and explore to get us to a point where we can fully awaken. But the awakened state, there is nothing that would supersede that. I'm not sure exactly how I'm going to do this, but I've been drawn to, at some point, address the world and say, listen, God has given me a message to give to you, and here it is. Wake up. Pure and simple. Now, I'm not talking about following a religion, per se. I'm saying, wake up. That's all.
Beautifully said. Well, Bruce, it's time for another break before we move into our final segment. This is Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie Bernard. Thanks so much for joining us today. We are speaking right now with Bruce Adams. He is the author of Prophet or Madman, and we have just a few minutes left in the show before Parts Unknown comes up here on CITR 101.9 FM. So we'll be back in, maybe 30 seconds or so?
Noma Gallery is proud to present opening night at its second location, 196 Kingsway. The night starts at 7 and will feature local and international artists. Say you were there the first time. Go to the opening night of Noma Gallery's second location, Friday, August 12th, 7 p.m., 196 Kingsway.
Welcome back to Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. We have a caller on the line who wants to say something to Bruce, so welcome. Hi, caller.
Hello there.
Hello, go ahead.
Hi, Bruce. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. How are you?
Oh, very tickety-boo, thank you. You guys were talking about synchronicity earlier, and I am just calling to reiterate that from my perspective, because I've been listening to your program, and it's kind of bizarre because I've been writing all weekend about what you're talking about.
Mm.
And it's just been wonderful because you have a lot more knowledge than I do when it comes to, say, religion. So I have been an open palate to allow for this thought, and it's wonderful to hear you speak.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, and I'm glad that you got to experience this synchronicity with us.
Yeah, it's been great. So I'll be looking into getting the book.
Wonderful. It's Prophet or Madman. And Bruce, what's your website? Where can people get the book?
Well, they could go to prophetormadmantv.com. Now, when you go there at this moment, there happens to be a little glitch and you're going to see that the page is unavailable, and I have a webmaster that I'm hopeful that we'll get to it soon. So if you go there and you see it's not available at the moment, please go back. Give it a couple days and see if if it is available. It used to be available online, Amazon.com, but right at the moment, that's down, too. But go back. It'll be there.
All right, then. Thank you so much, caller. Is there anything you wanted to add before I let you go?
Nope, that is all. Thank
you
very much.
Thank you so much for calling in. Have a wonderful day, and keep on writing and enjoy that. So, Bruce, we just have about 7 minutes or so left in the show. So, Prophet or Madman TV? .com?
Prophet of Madman TV.com is going to be going up onto Patheos.com. Now, Patheos is an interfaith web hosting site, and we're going to be, I believe they're going to feature the webisodes that we've been working on, and that should be up September 1st. So if people go to patheos.com, they should be able to see some videos in the very near future. And it's a lighter side of higher consciousness. I as you've probably heard, I have a tendency to get very, very deep into things and talk about the experiencing the moment beyond what most people have moved themselves and prepared themselves to experience. You know, this is for many, many people an evolution. Well, I would say it's everybody is experiencing an evolution of consciousness. And there are those who are closer to experiencing this at this moment, and then there are those who need to spend a little bit more time exploring other avenues and other things. Which leads me to explain what Jesus meant when his disciples went to him and asked him, why do you speak in parables? And Jesus' answer to that was, I speak in parables because for you, it's meant that you understand the mysteries of the kingdom, but for them, it's not. And one of the most important aspects to all of this is for people to realize that, again, this is about you. I realize that my job, so to speak, from the spiritual view, is to stay as connected to truth and source as possible and be distant from any form of judgment as to how others are perceiving me. Because the moment you allow someone else's judgment to intervene and get involved in your reality of experience, you now are limiting yourself and keeping yourself back in the world of man, so to speak. If you wish to maintain, and this is not an easy task, to maintain that level of awareness of the awakened state, you must realize that you're in a world that is occupied by predominantly sleeping spiritual beings. That's why Jesus said, I'm in the world, but not of the world. He said, you judge of the flesh. I do not. There is an expression that I recently came across, well, a few years back. It's a Sanskrit expression, and it says, Namaste, Namaste. It means the divine in me recognizes and honors the divine in you. That being said, I don't have to like the actions of that divine spiritual being that's living out their illusionary world. I don't necessarily condone violence or anything other than agape love, but I do honor the spirit within. I honor that individual. And again, Jesus says, forgive them, they know not what they do. If someone is asleep, withdraw your judgment, withhold it. Realize this is about you. It's about you. And if you can remember it's about you, you can escape the cycle and the sequence of events that a perceived reality would suck you back into.
Well, Bruce, that's another synchronicity because you're probably not aware of this, but I actually work for Namaste Publishing and I host their show called Namaste Radio.
No, I didn't know that.
So you're talking, yeah.
it's all interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So I want to put your website out there again, prophetormadmantv.com, and I will put a link up to that on my website, spiritualshow.com. The name of the book is Prophet or Madman. We're speaking with Bruce Adams. We have just a couple of minutes left in the show, and I'm sure you've got something profound to say. So what would you like to say on closing, Bruce?
Whoa, something profound. Let's see.
The pressure's on now.
Well, the most profound thing that I can possibly think of at this moment was from the Beatles years ago, Simple Words of Wisdom. And the simple words of wisdom were, let it be. Let it be. If I withdraw my judgment from the world around me, there is a perfection that is taking place. And what's going to happen is I will open the door to many synchronicities that will seem to just magically appear in my life. Become the witness to life. Become the witness to yourself. Remove yourself from the judgment of the world around you and witness it, as opposed to... In my book, I said you can either react to the world or interact with the world. If you withdraw your judgment, you will interact and you will see synchronicities appear over and over and over again until you've had sufficient supply to the point where you can change your belief system and now change the reality of your experience in this world.
Beautifully said. Well, thank you so much, Bruce. I could talk with you all day. You've been just fabulous. And So everyone, the name of the book is Prophet or Madman. Bruce Adams is his name. You can go to his website, prophetormadmantv.com. And you can also find a link to that website on my website, spiritualshow.com. Thank you so much, Bruce Adams, for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Marie. And thank you so much for the work you're doing and your part and opening the minds of humanity.
Thank you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Take care. So this has been Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. Coming up in just a second is Parts Unknown. So stick around for that here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your host, Marie Bernard. I'll be back next Monday at noon. I want to send my undying love and gratitude to you for tuning in. And thank you to the caller who called in. And thanks to our guest today, Bruce Adams, author of Prophet or Madman. Have a fabulous day, a wonderful week. Be well. Namaste.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shine until tomorrow.